The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today we do celebrate the baptism of the Lord, and for that we need water. Lots of water. We got a little water today, a little water this morning, you know, a little sprinkle. It wasn't much rain. I think we rained down more water, more holy water today in the church than it was outside. And it was a good thing. We have to have water for there to be a baptism. God gave us the elements to use for a real reason, and especially water. You know, if you think about it, water is our entire life on this planet, and we love it. But if it's used in the wrong way, it can also do a lot of damage, and it can even kill. So we have to treat water in the right way. Well, you know, many of us come to baptism early in life, but some later. You may know Sam Houston. Sam Houston was the first leader of the Republic of Texas before it was a state. And Sam Houston had a very troubled early life. He did a lot of bad things, actually. He was a big sinner, but at some point he had a conversion and he wanted to be baptized. And so he went to a preacher and he had kind of the full immersion baptism experience in one of the rivers in Texas. And he got up from the baptism and he looked to the sky and the preacher said, "Sam, your sins have been totally forgiven." And Sam smiled, but then he kind of frowned and he said, "What's wrong?" And Sam said to the preacher, "Well, I'm happy my sins are forgiven, but you said all of my sins were washed away in the waters, and I just feel bad for all of the fish who have to swim in that." Another good reason that we baptize may be inside of the church than in a muddy river. But however you're baptized in whatever time of life it is the forgiveness of your sins, and it is the beginning of the entry into the church. When Jesus went down into the waters of the Jordan and came up, and God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," that was the very first time that the Holy Trinity was revealed in Scripture. God the Father, speaking through the dove descending the Holy Spirit upon his Son, the Holy Trinity was right there. And so we celebrate today not only the mystery of our entry into the church, the forgiveness of our sins, being claimed by Christ, but knowing the true nature of God, that God is the Holy Trinity. When Jesus went down into the water, you know, normally, what do we love about water? We like to take a hot shower. We like to soak in the bath. We like to go swimming to be refreshed, to drink cool water when we're thirsty. In many ways, water purifies and cleanses us. But when Jesus went down into the water of the Jordan, he did the opposite. He purified all of the waters of the earth so that they could be used as sacramentals, as holy water, and in baptism. In a way, baptism is the tale of two seas. You've heard of the tale of two cities. Well, this is the tale of two seas. And those seas are the Sea of Galilee and another sea. The Sea of Galilee is fed by a fresh water source, the Jordan. And then it comes out of the south of the Sea of Galilee, and it's always flowing, always being refreshed. It comes from the mountain, melts off the snow, melts down into the Sea of Galilee, and it leaves. And so that water is always fresh because it's running water. But then it goes down south, down to the Dead Sea, the other sea. The Dead Sea is a trap for water. The water goes in, but it can't get out. So it sits there, and it evaporates, and all the salt collects and collects and collects until no life can live in that water. Well, we have to be like the Sea of Galilee, we receive the graces of the Lord, especially forgiveness, we have to let it go through us and to forgive others. If not, we become like the Dead Sea. We receive the gifts, but we store them in ourselves and they die within us. So we can't be like that. We have to be active, fully active. The water has to flow through us and refresh other people in our lives. Some people have some, you know, difficulty with baptism. They need to be convinced. Well, you know, once there was a little boy and he had been really interested in church, and he began preaching to everything. He was preaching to a stone and to a tree. And one day his mother was surprised. She found her son preaching to some cats. And the cats were listening attentively, if you can believe it. And so she walked away wondering, wow, I can't believe my son's such a great preacher. Well, 5 minutes later, she heard this horrible sound. And she ran back, and her son was dunking the cats into water. And she said, son, don't you know that cats hate water? And he said, Mom, they should have thought of that before they joined my church. Well, those cats didn't know what they were getting into in baptism, but we have to, because we have to claim the baptism for ourselves and accept it and fully receive it. That's why even if we're baptized as an infant or a baby, later in life we have to renew that, and we have to say, yes, I do renounce Satan, I do renounce his seductions, and I do believe in God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. Because we have to know what baptism is. Baptism is kind of like the following. In World War I, there was a good man who had been wounded named Dominic, and he was dying. One of the soldiers who was always at his side in the trenches was a criminal. He got into the army to escape the law. Everywhere he went, he was wanted for some kind of crime. And so as the good man Dominic was dying, he said this. He said, you know, you've been running from the law your entire life. Your name is ruined. If you leave the war, you're going to be arrested as soon as you step foot back home. Take my card. Take my ID. Take my good name. Give me your name tag. Give me your card so that I will die with your name and your sins, and you can live with my good name. That's exactly what Christ did for us when he died on the cross. He took our sins upon himself, and he gave us his good name. That's why we're called Christians. When we're baptized, we die to sin, and we rise with Christ. So what we want to do, especially today, to honor our baptism, is to remember the date on which we were baptized. Go look at your baptismal certificate. Ask your parents. Dig it up. Find out what date you were baptized and put it on your calendar. That should be celebrated every year as much or even more than your natural birth. The phone, a lot of people complain about the phone. No, should be a good tool. Put it on your phone so that it'll remind you every year on that date to celebrate your baptism. So may Almighty God bless you on this day of our rebirth, and may the waters of baptism refresh you, renew you, and may they flow through you and out to you to offer that forgiveness and that love that everyone needs around you.